Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Yeah.
Let's go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: over 60 and full of stamina. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 31-year-old married woman, and I've been married for 8 years, and we have 4 kids. In the beginning, our sex life was amazing, and our intimate sessions would last 4 hours. But after 4 kids, it's basically non-existent, and when we do have sex, it's terrible and boring. There is no spice in our love life because my husband is tired. It's just sex, and then he goes to sleep, leaving me wanting more. We have sex once a week so I can fulfill my duties as a wife, but I get my satisfaction elsewhere. On 2 separate occasions, I met 2 gentlemen that are at least 30 years older than me. I was open and honest with them about my sad sex life, and they told me how bad I needed, and I told them how bad I needed some good sex. So now I'm having an affair with both of them, and they both are beyond amazing in bed. One guy is in his early 60s, and he is so passionate that I can't get enough of him. The other one is in his late 60s, and he has more stamina than any man I've ever been with. I was shocked to find out that the men in their 60s still have it going on like this. The more intimacy I have with these older men, the less I want to be with my husband. It's like the best experience ever, and I could see myself falling for them. I'm sure these older men don't want anything but sex from me, but I find it hard to go back to boring sex with my husband after being with these old pros. I do love my husband, and I don't want to lose him. He has no idea what I've been doing on the side, and I almost feel bad for cheating. My husband and I are both still young, so do you think there is a way for us to spice up our sex life again, or should I realize that I need more than my husband can give me? Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Well, can I say this before you start,
yes,
Shirley?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to be beyond interested in hearing your response. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. You should be feel badly for cheating. You really should. You know what? I don't think you've given it, your marriage, I mean, much of a chance. It sounds like you've given up. I mean, you know, did you leave that part out or something? I think you just said that it was boring and basically non-existent, but I mean, you want it to last for hours. I mean, how long you want it to last? For like hours and hours? No wonder he's tired. I'm sure both of you can step up your game in the bedroom. Do you have date nights? Do you plan anything to do together as a married couple? I mean, I know you have 4 kids. Do you get a babysitter from time to time so you guys can go out and have time together? I mean, those are the kinds of things you do. You have to do to keep your marriage, you know, the spice in your marriage and things like that. I mean, where is the romance? Where is it? Do you, you know, talk to him about being romantic and stuff like that? I mean, it doesn't sound like either of you guys are trying. Just stepping, you know, outside of your marriage or stepping out on your husband to get what you need, that's not the answer. And you have 2 men? Wow. I know women are smarter than men when it comes to dating and everything, but 2. And by the way, you have 2 men. I really hope you're using protection. So far, I guess you have been, because that really could turn into a mess. And I hope you don't really fall for either one of these guys, because it's going to cause a problem, you know, in your marriage, more than already is there with this sex situation. So I think you need to reevaluate your marriage with your husband. You and your husband need to sit down and talk about this situation seriously and try to come to some sort of agreement. You need romance. You need love. You need all of that foreplay, all of that back in your marriage. And you can put it back in. You're only 31. You guys are young. Steve?
31. Oval. 31, girl. Whew. Lord have mercy. It's called a repeat offender. Someone who returns back to the scene of the crime over and over and over, and yet no repercussions. Just, this is my answer, okay?
Okay. I'm interested in yours just like you were interested in mine.
No, you're not. And anyway,
what?
31 years old and it's over. But it used to be amazing because they had intimate sections that lasted for hours. Here's some people that obviously is not working. That is very hard. Hours. All your intimate sessions was hours.
That's a lot.
Well, them hours turned into four kids. It's basically non-existent when we have sex. Now it's terrible. It's boring. Ain't no spice in it. Soon as he has sex, he go to sleep, leaving you wanting more. Y'all doing it once a week so you can fulfill your duties. But then on two different occasions, you met two gentlemen that are at least 30 years older than me. So let's stop right here. You're attracted to older men because you just sat down and explained to two older men how unhappy you are sexually. Now, the first one, you might have just fell into it, but after you saw how good he was, you explained it to another 60-year-old dude. And you'd have found out that them old pros is just that, old pros, bringing it.
All right, hang on, Steve.
Frying the bacon.
We'll have part two of your response.
In there, redoing the kitchen.
23 minutes after the hour. Subject of today's Strawberry Letter, over 60 and full of stand-up.
So that roof in the garage.
Part two of Steve's response coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, over 60 and full of stamina.
This 31-year-old lady had a wonderful relationship with a man. They used to have hour-long lovemaking sessions that has resulted in four kids. Now there's no spark at all. They just have sex and go to sleep. She do it once a week. And she says that she's had to find, and he falls asleep, leaving her wanting more. So to cure the more, she has started seeing two older men, early 60s and late 60s. She's explained to both of them how boring her sex life is, and they say, hold on, you ain't got to do that. So now these old pros is in there working. They old too. They know old ways. Mm-hmm. They in there churning your butter. Come on now. Churning the butter. You getting your cotton picked.
Don't you
say just that, like you like it. Yeah, they in there. They waxing you with burlap sacks. Yeah, y'all having civil rights sex. That's
Why do you go so far?
I know.
Why can't you?
You knew he was going.
It.
You felt it.
I like
you
it.
Felt
I
that.
Get on
you
back. Just let me get on
Tell
back
me,
to what I was doing
co-signing.
Then. This old time sex. Y'all in there have howdy, 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 ho. Y'all
damn,
in there have
Callaway.
Callaway sex. Yeah, y'all up in there. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four. Y'all having Elvis Presley sex. Little Richard sex. So I know how you feel. Because you've had some things, because you're young. Them 60-year-old men in there just coming in there and bringing it. And this man is so passionate because he got moves. He doing things. He know what to do. He done it before. 30 more years experience. Pouring it all on you every now and then. You can't take it. And the other one got stamina. The reason old men have stamina, and I'm going to explain it to you this way. The reason we have stamina is because we've had this before. We can control it better.
Oh, okay.
We know how to pace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know when it's getting close to the end. We know how to, you know, pull back a little bit and
back
take our
up.
Time.
Go on, boy.
Refocus Go on. Our mind. And sometimes it's called displacement. Sometimes being an old pro, you know how to take your mind and put it somewhere else so you can keep handling your business without the focus being there, thus bringing about an eroticism in yourself. So you take your mind and displace it somewhere else.
Come on here now.
Stay with me, Deacon. You,
I'm with you right now.
You degentify. You take it in another direction. You rebuke the powers of lustivity.
Lustivity, that's right. They
went in there. And now, due to this, you want one. But I think you've come to the realization that, that all they want from you is your sex. But it's hard for you to go back to that boring sex. That young boy thing, that hip-hop love. That one pants leg up, one pants down love.
You don't want that right now.
Yeah, that Kango hat love, that I got on extra jewelry love. You need to get back to that dashiki love.
Yes, come on back to the
dashiki. Yeah, that love in the world. Before there was gold chains and all that, we just want some beads. You need mood ring sex.
Mood. Change colors.
Red hot, cold, all that. You need, go right here. You know what I'm saying? You need black. Girl, you need Jerry Curl sex. You need Roger Trotman sex. Rough, so tough out here. You need a computer love sex.
Wow. Come on here now.
More bounce to the ounce. You need some headed through the grapevine.
Through the grapevine.
See, you have been spoiled now. You have been treated to a ticket to the past. You've had some feel loving put on you.
Album love, Pastor.
You know, some out in the field love. You've had some behind the garage love put on you.
I actually did that one.
I know you did.
Hush.
Backseat love.
Yeah, I've been backseat.
Where your foot all up against the window, tatted the tent off the window. Hell.
That's good. All right, listen.
Loving so hard back there, I looked up, all my tent was wrinkled.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out.
That's that window foggy love.
The Strawberry Letter on podcast. On demand, okay?
Put that on defrost, Jeremy. Put that on defrost.
Coming up at 46 after
defrost
the hour.
Defrost don't work. I'm breathing hotter than the damn temperature of the air.
Steve Sand and Soul Festival coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.